For the last decade, the Mexican private detective, Hector Belascarán Shane, has prowled through novels by the popular and prolific Mexico City writer Paco Taibo II. Belascarán has been shot at, knifed, beaten up, slashed, and killed, but always brought back to life by his creator for yet another book. This one is called Frontera Dreams. Alan Chews has a review.
Frontera Dreams, just published in the U.S., is an early Belascarán novel, a novella, really, first brought out in 1990 and recently translated into English by Bill Werner. As the title suggests, it takes place on the border between Mexico and the United States, when Hector the detective is hired by the teenage daughter of one of his old high school crushes to head north in search of her mother, Natalie Ramirez, now an aging movie star who's gone missing. The territory itself is a strange and special one for Hector. As Taibo describes it, it's a foreign country, neither Mexican nor North American, a land where everyone was a foreigner, a place full of aggressive sunlight, dust, and advertisements in English. But off he goes, from Mexicali to Ensenada to El Paso, following leads that take him into seedy motel rooms and into the heart of the drug trade that flourishes along the border, and into his own past, to his high school days. The real Natalie is hardly a figure out of his nostalgic dreams of adolescence. After finding her and skipping back and forth across the border a number of times, Belascarán discovers a few of the differences, some harsh, some sweet, between dream and reality. That's the other border suggested by the title, the line between illusion and reality, waking and dreaming, past and present. Odd that such serious motifs come to mind while reading this quixotic and yet wholly entertaining novella. But then that's what happens when you give yourself over to such an idiosyncratic and delightful genre writer like Paco Ignacio Taibo II.
The book is Frontera Dreams by Paco Taibo II. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.